He had opened the bridge to allow a boat to pass through, and now he was about to close it, for the time was nearing for the New York train to cross. Just then, his little boy Peter came running to watch the closing of the bridge. Suddenly, the little fellow slipped and fell down the steep embankment into the deep waters of the river below. Almost at the same time, the whistle for the approaching train was heard in the distance. Greta could not see the train as yet, but he knew it would meet with disaster unless the bridge were closed at once. To save Peter's life would have been an easy matter. But if he stopped to rescue him, many lives would be lost in the wreck of the train. Poor man, what was he to do? With agonizing heart, as he watched his child sinking before his eyes, Greta stayed at his post. Slowly, the great bridge swung into place, and seconds later, the train roared safely across. At the same moment, Drekker dived into the water and soon brought Peter's body to the shore. Heartbroken, he found he was too late. His boy was dead. Today, we admire such devotion to duty that led a man to surrender his son as Drekker did. But here is even a greater story of sacrifice. One day, long ago, God in heaven gave his only, well-beloved Son for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we read in the inspired portion, known as John 3:16, what love, what great love, that allowed the Heavenly Father to send his well-beloved, the darling of his bosom, to suffer and bleed and die for sinners like ourselves. Friend, let me ask you, have you ever repented of your sin and accepted God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your own personal Lord and Savior? If you haven't, let me ask you, are you willing to do it just now? There was a question asked in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. What must I do to be saved? The Apostle Paul gave the answer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. People often ask, what about the heathen? What about this man and what about that person? Friend, the question that is important to you and to your eternal destiny is, what must I do to be saved from the wrath of God, to be saved to be with Christ in heaven forever? The Lord Jesus himself said, I am the door. Note that, the door, the only door, the one door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved. Friend, it wasn't the church that died for you. It wasn't the ordinances of the church that were nailed to the cross. It was a man, and that man was God's eternal Son, God's only Son, who bore your sins in his own body on the tree. We read in Acts 2 that the Lord adds daily to the church those such as are being saved. From Ephesians chapter 2, we read, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Beloved friend of mine, yes, we are ordained. It is planned of God that once we have been saved by his grace, that we should labor and work and live for his glory. But salvation is not based upon our works. It's not based upon our religion. It's not based upon our church membership or our morality. Salvation is based upon the fact that God's Son died on the cross, was buried, and rose again the third day. And the Bible says, he or she who has the Son has life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life. Friend, if you lack that assurance, trust the Savior, and if we can be of help, call us. Amen.